Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Get a daily checkup on your financial matters. Join Bob Diamond, Michael Stern, and Newbridge Securities for A Diamond in the Rough, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 3 p.m. Only on WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
And I think it's a dirty white boy. I'm John Hollis. It's Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and of course, it's all about addiction recovery. It's Sunday night. I want to welcome everybody to the show. If you're listening on InTheRooms.com or if you're listening on WWNN Radio, 1470 AM, or any of the other social networks like Facebook, MySpace, Blog Talk Radio, you can check us all out at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and find out that information. Of course, we got the In The Rooms guys in the wings, our team, Kenny P. We even got Mrs. RT tonight, so it's going to be some great stuff. Phyllis is in with us, and we're going to be speaking in regards to In The Rooms issues, and we're looking forward to that. Of course, I'm on the air to be able to tell you that there's a couple of things coming up that need to be announced. First of all, we've got the 12-Step Music Fest that's going to be taking place November 4th through the 7th. You can go to 12stepmusicfest.com, check out that information. And, of course, you can register there. We will be broadcasting live from that event, and we will be doing anywhere from a 3 to 5 hour show. We're trying to figure it out and work it out now. Looking forward to lots of great information, and most importantly, we're looking for lots of fun. 25 musicians going to be down there. Tonight's show, starting out with, of course, In The Rooms Hour, followed by Ken Seeley, Ask the Interventionist. If you want to give Ken a call from 10 to 11, you can call him at 888-565-1470. If you want to call the In The Rooms guys, 888-565-1470. And then we're going to be having Rockers in Recovery. That's going to be taking place, of course, at 11 o'clock. So we have a three-hour show tonight. Kick back, relax, have some potato chips, you know, have some sodas. Listen to the guys. We're all going to have some fun. Again, In The Rooms, followed by, of course, Ken Seeley, followed by Rockers in Recovery. We're going to have a blast. We're looking forward to it. We're going to go to our first commercial break. When we come back, In The Rooms is in the house, stirring up trouble.
The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JACO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. The Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention, represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, call online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334. Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, Check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you that thousands of others around the world already know Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
Ah, here we are in the room's hour. This is RT, and I'm here with my co-host,
Kenny P.
Yeah, we're glad to be here tonight, and we have some great, great guests for you tonight. I'm feeling really good. Kenny P. and I... And I'm here with my wife, Philly T, who's going to introduce the 12 steps of yoga later on in the program. But we had a celebration tonight for my daughter's 19th birthday.
Better half.
And we all ate Indian food, and we're here satisfied cuisine-wise, and now we're going to get our recovery dose in tonight. So we're going to start out tonight. By the way, this is intherooms.com. That's how you can get to us, intherooms.com, and all you callers out there can call us at 1-888-565-1470. That's 888-565-1470. You can also listen to us on intherooms.com direct. And we're going to have a special guest. We're going to, I know he's on the phone. This is John. John's Walk for Recovery 2010. It's a friend of ours from Minnesota in recovery, and he's walking from Minnesota to Washington, D.C., 1,367 miles. And I'd like him to explain it. So can we get John on the phone, please?
I am here.
John, RT, hey. How are you, my friend?
RT, I am pretty well tonight.
Tell us where you are.
We are in Lake Mills, Wisconsin. I walked from Madison to Lake Mills today. It's about 27 miles. And this was, I have to say, this was the toughest leg of the journey so far. The not quite South Florida weather, but we had dew points in the low 70s and temperatures in the high 80s to low 90s, and it was a tough finish today. I have no idea how many liters of water I drank, but it was quite a bit.
But the day's over, and you're sitting back, resting. Is your belly full?
My belly is full. You know, they say sometimes in addiction you find yourself doing things you said you'd never do, and I found myself frequenting buffets.
Yeah, that old term, you did things you never did, you know, and never wanted to do. I've heard that before.
Well, it's when I was training for this, I was eating very, very clean and eating very healthy, but I had my own kitchen and I had my own resources, and out on the road, it's totally, totally different. And so during the day, I eat kind of a trail mix and then some protein bars and some apples and bananas, and then at the end of the day, I just try to tank up for the next day, and it's very interesting. I have a feeling I'm going to lose a pound or two on this journey, but
have you lost a lot of weight?
It's all going pretty well so far.
Have you lost a lot of weight so far?
You know, I haven't stepped on a scale, but I have kind of a uniform. I have a John's Walk T-shirt. I have many, many of those that I wear, and then I have some like cargo shorts where I can put all. I carry two different, one little camera, a little video camera. I've been shooting a lot of video as I've been going, and actually doing some interviews with folks that I've come across, which has been really, really fun. And then I carry my phone, which also shoots video that I can upload to Facebook virtually instantly. I send it back to their site, and then my partner Eric Reck in Minneapolis takes a look at it, makes sure that we didn't say anything silly, and he can post that video, you know, almost instantly, which is kind of fun. And so I carry that, and then I carry depending on the day, I have a kind of a Camelback backpack that I put water in, but I carry, you know, all the stuff that I need for several hours. And I also have a chase vehicle driven by Jay Smiley, and he's always a phone call away if I get into trouble or if I need help with hydration or food or anything.
Right. So, hey, John, do me a favor. John, tell us, I know people can reach you at johnswalkforrecovery.org, and that's johnswalkforrecovery.org. Tell everyone out there, what made you do this? Where did the thoughts come from and the reasons behind it?
Okay, well, this goes back to December of 08. And, well, it goes back even farther than that. It goes back to April of 07. I quit my day job in television, broadcast television. I had done about 25 years of broadcast television news as a videographer. And in 07, I left that and to pursue my dream, which has always been documentary filmmaking. And I did a little documentary film pretty much on my own. I had the help of a brilliant musician by the name of Lonnie Knight, who did the original music for it, but I basically shot, edited, and produced an 80-minute long documentary, kind of a warm and fuzzy piece about the lake experience in Minnesota. And I was able to get that broadcast on public TV, and I was able to get it into some video store chains. And I thought that was enough success to warrant the second film. And in December of 08, I had had news of two people dying in rapid succession that I was acquainted with, and they both died of alcohol poisoning. And the idea of doing a film came to my mind, and I started pursuing it with several different groups of people. And I put a group together, and everybody get excited about the project, and then something would happen and somebody would get hired away from me and, you know, doing something else, and the team never gelled and stayed together. And and to be quite honest, the focus of the original film was way too broad. And it was originally going to be called just alcohol, and it was going to be my catchphrase was, it's a sober look at alcohol in our society, and that is a hugely broad subject. And I was working with a former TV news anchor that I had worked with, and one of her questions kept haunting me, and she was saying, well, John, why is it that some people seem to recover and some people just don't seem to get it? And so that question became the focus of the film that I'm currently attempting to raise the money to do, which is called The Choosing.
Fantastic.
And so that is, in a nutshell, as succinctly as I can make it, what I'm attempting to do is the walk is a fundraiser, and I'm looking to do this as a grassroots effort. I would love to have as many people as possible who are passionate about this subject help me out in a very, very small way to put together enough resources to do the film. I have some very, very talented people that are willing to help me once I get the funding to do this.
John,
and I have no doubt that it will be a very, very powerful tool for people in recovery. For myself, there were a couple of different movies that really spoke to me at the right moment in time, and I want this film to be one of those films that somebody might just happen across and go, oh, okay, that makes sense to me now.
John, you mentioned that this was a fundraiser. How are you raising funds? What are you doing to raise funds? And how can our listeners help you raise some more funds?
Well, the way I look at it, what I'd like people to do is I'd like people to sponsor me by the mile on this walk. And it's 1,367 miles approximately, and I'm not charging for the miles that I get lost, and I've already had quite a few of those.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, Wisconsin can be treacherous when you're on country roads and there's no signs.
And eating cheese the whole way.
Well, it's funny because I left Minnesota, the land of 10,000 treatment centers, and walked into Wisconsin, the land of 10,000 saloons. So it was interesting. My son was walking with me the day we walked into Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, I think most people think that, you know, this the straight-looking guy from Minnesota, but I don't know if everyone knows that Minnesota is like the hub of recovery from the beginning. You know, it's known for that. And
yeah,
a lot of you sick dudes out there like yourself.
Yep,
we've met a lot of
Penny
and I, and you're great people. But do us a favor. Tell it. Where's your next leg of the let's get to the next in the next segment. We're going to get to where you're walking next. We're going to hear from our sponsors here for a second. Hold on with us, John.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. SoundPillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. SoundPillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the SoundPillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call SoundPillow toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, SoundPillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard Water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard Water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard Water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard Water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard Water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JACO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, call mine to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free, 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is RT here.
And Kenny P.
Yeah, we'd like you to come and visit us at intherooms.com and see the hottest social network for the global recovery community in the world. We're there for you, and so are 90,000 other recovering people for you to share with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And your callers can call us at 1-888-565-1470 to get in on the show. And we have John here from Minnesota, is John Overby is walking 1,367 miles from Minnesota all the way to Washington, D.C. And, Kenny, I think you had a few questions.
Well, I had one right off the bat. You mentioned you've made a couple of wrong turns. John, tell me you don't have a GPS with you?
Well, I have a brand new phone, and I was still working the bugs out of it when I was literally in my own backyard in Eagan, Minnesota, and I got turned around, and I walked about a mile and a half the wrong direction.
Oh my gosh!
And so after that, I really worked on it, and I got the GPS thing figured out, and I was walking through Wisconsin. I was starting at 3 o'clock in the morning. I had some very long days, like 30-mile and a 33-mile day. And so I started at 3 o'clock in the morning when it was still cool enough, and literally you're following this little arrow on a line, and you're hoping that, I mean, there's no signs, all you've got is cows to talk to and ask directions, and they're not really good at giving good directions. So I finally got pretty good at the GPS. But the other day, I think it was 2 days ago, I was talking to Eric back in the Twin Cities, and just walking down this beautiful country road, after the conversation, I checked my GPS after about 10 minutes and realized that I had now walked another 2 miles out of the way because I missed a turn. And it's, even with GPS, it's much different than driving.
Right.
Much different.
I wanted to get back to the fundraising side of this and where you're going to be, what cities you're going to be in. How can we track you along the way? I know that you're on In the Rooms. You're on Facebook. How can our listeners and our members follow you and help out in any way, any fashion at all? What's the best way?
Well, the best way that they could help out is what I'm looking for is people to sponsor me a penny a mile, which is $13.67, and it's tax deductible, and you can do that on johnswalktorecovery.org. Tomorrow I'm walking from Lake Mills to, and we'll see if I pronounce this right, Oconomowoc. I can't. I'm sorry. It's in between Milwaukee and Lake Mills. Oconomowoc, I believe. And I sent Erin Sumara, who's in Chicago. She's our fundraising coordinator. I sent her my GPS directions. And I plan to leave about 5 in the morning. What I suggested, I met a gentleman in Madison yesterday. I went to an afternoon meeting and met this guy, and we kind of hit it off. And he said, where can I meet you? And I said, well, I think I'm going to be about here at this time. And I gave him my phone number. Well, he came out on his bicycle this morning and just ran into me by the lake in Madison. And it was such an uplifting thing to have him come out and support me to be there for me.
Well, I'm sure our listeners would love to walk with you. You need to let everybody know on intherooms.com and through your Facebook page exactly where you're going to be, and I'm sure our listeners will come out and support you.
Well, that's really difficult to say. I mean, today we had thunderstorms. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning wondering when I was going to walk. It was pouring so hard that you couldn't see across the street. And it just happened to clear in time, so I'm not a train, and I running on schedule is difficult when you're doing 25 miles. If things come up,
stopped you finding a bar?
Pardon me?
Would that have stopped you to find the bar when you wanted to find the bar?
No, but there was a different sort of GPS work in there.
I'm only kidding.
And I can't explain it. It was like my car had autopilot, Anyway, now here's what I was going to suggest is that I'm not afraid to, you know, to put my telephone number out there, and I think we've posted it on the Facebook page. And if you can get, you know, just a general idea of where I'll be during the day, just give me a call, and I'll try to tell you, you know, approximately when and where I'll be. Tomorrow in Oconomowoc, it's a 24-mile walk, and I'm planning to start about 5 a.m., so I plan to be rolling into that town about 1 to 1:30, 1 to 2, somewhere in there. The next day is a 33-mile walk to Milwaukee, and Milwaukee's a big town. Okay. I'm not sure where exactly I'm going to end up until I punch in the GPS coordinates on my phone the next day, and we'll publish those on the Facebook site.
All right, great. So that's great. So we know you're going, and not tomorrow, but the next day you're going to be in Milwaukee. We're going to send out an email to the In the Rooms members in that area and tell them you're on your way. And I don't know exactly where you're walking to, but we're going to get the word out on that. And so the culmination of this is when you're going to go to Washington, D.C. I think you're going to be there, what, September 3rd?
Well, and there again, we run into that scheduling thing. If I keep the pace I'm going now, which looking at my feet, I'm not sure I'll be able to. They're pretty beat up. The schedule that we have right now puts me there August 31st, but I have a feeling I will lose 2 or 3 days. I hope I don't lose any more than that.
Hey, John, listen, we have a caller. I now hate to interrupt you, but we're coming to the end of a segment here. So we have a caller that we'd like to get him on so he can talk to you. We have Doug on the line. Doug.
How you doing, Ron?
Good. How are you?
I told you I'd call, man.
Oh, Doug. How you doing, buddy?
Which Doug is this?
I'm doing great, man. Looking forward to seeing you guys out here next year at the World Convention, man.
Yeah, we'll be out there.
Oh.
We'll be out there. Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, I have. He's going on. He's walking through Milwaukee to raise money to do a movie on addiction.
Yeah, listen, hey, Doug, can you hold on a few minutes till we get to the next segment? I want to get back to you, but I have to close up with John here in Wisconsin.
That's fine, man. I'll wait. I'm on the Internet. As a matter of fact, I'm on In the Rooms.
All right, great.
Talking to somebody overseas.
Okay, terrific. Yeah, hold on just a few minutes, and I'll get right back to you. All right, John, listen, we're coming to the end of a segment. I'd like for you to wrap it up a little bit. On what you're going to accomplish here. We have like two more minutes here, I think. So please let us hear what you have to say.
Well, this is a grassroots effort to fundraise to produce this movie. And the one thing I want to make absolutely clear is when I've completed the movie, and I want it to be a really high quality film. When it's done, it will be given away for free. It will be made available for download on the Internet, and if groups would like to purchase DVDs, those will be at cost. So I want this to be, you know, financed by people who are passionate about recovery and for people who are not quite there yet. And what the listeners can do is that they can go to the Facebook page and become a fan of that page, and then tell their friends, and then if they would be so kind as to sponsor me at a penny a mile, and then tell 10 friends, before you know it, we'll have the budget, and I'll get started on the actual project.
Fantastic. And by the way, I can tell you right now that intherooms.com would be happy to host the final project, and we could stream it live. We've done it before, and we love doing that.
I would like to have as many different outlets for this as possible when it's done, and I would love to have you guys come to the world premiere.
Fantastic.
And I also wanted to thank you. I've been in the Rooms member now for a while, and especially on my walks, one of the first things I do is check my emails on my phone and read that morning meditation. And I'm very careful to read while I'm walking, so I don't hit a sign or anything, but but those have been very, very inspirational, and it's tough when you got a lot of miles to cover on your feet to remember to slow down, and that's one thing I've got to remember, and those meditations really help.
Well, thank you very much, John. We really appreciate you being here, and again, you can reach John at johnswalkforrecovery.org. johnswalkforrecovery.org, and you can find them on intherooms.com and on Facebook. And again, a penny a mile for his walk for recovery. It's going to take another month and a half or so for him to get to D.C. And we're going to follow you, John, and we're going to send people your way, and we're going to get some donations for you. And at the end, we're going to stream this live on intherooms.com, and anything else that you need, please don't hesitate to ask us, because we all have the same goal, and that's to put a positive face on recovery. And let's tell people the lie is dead. You don't have to die from addiction anymore. I want to thank you. God bless you, bro, and keep walking. Keep on trucking.
And And thank you.
Okay, take care,
take
buddy.
Take care, John.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. So we're going to take a break and... I can't see good.
The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JOCO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, call mine to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard Water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard Water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, and let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Hi, welcome back. In the Room's Hour, it's RT and
Kenny P.
And we're going to have Philly T on from the 12 Steps of Yoga on in a few minutes, but we have to take this call. A good friend of ours and a good friend of In the Rooms in the recovery community, Mikey D. Let me just, before he comes on, he's a finalist. He's in the top 10 of the last comic standing, and we want him to come on, and you get to meet him, and all you got to vote for him because tomorrow they're cutting it down. So let's put on Mikey D.
It's actually Mike DiStefano. Mike, you there?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are
you? Good. What's happening?
Well, listen, we would like you to fill in our listeners about what's going on with Last Comic Standing. We want to rally the troops and get everybody listening. And tell us a little bit about Last Comic Standing, how'd you get into it, and tell us where we're at with the show.
Well, it's Last Comic Standing's on NBC on Monday night at 9 p.m., and it's a stand-up competition that I got into a couple of months ago. I just went and auditioned for it and didn't think much of it, but now I'm in the top 10 out of hundreds and hundreds of comedians. I made it to the top 10, and it's amazing. It's been great.
And what's happening tomorrow night? Is there actual voting going on tomorrow night? Are you going to perform, or is it just the results to see who goes to the next level? What's happening tomorrow night?
Well, last week's episode is going to, the episode we shot last week, they voted. America got to call in and vote. Now, tomorrow, we'll find out if I made it to the next round or not. And if I do make it to the next round, I'll be performing again tomorrow night live.
Okay, so right after you perform, then it's like for 2 hours, I believe, afterwards, you get to call in and vote for you. Is that the deal?
Yeah, exactly. You can call in for up to two hours after the show.
Okay,
you have
so
to
it's
watch
kind of like American Idol.
Live.
Yeah,
it's like American Idol, only for comedy. But it's been really cool, and I'm really counting on as many people as I can get, especially people in recovery, because they're the most loyal people around. They'll be out there and support you.
And what got you into recovery in the first place?
I was doing too much heroin.
and you were like 6 years old at the time, I think, weren't you?
I think I was like four when I started.
I think you had that same heroin dealer that I had in the corner of 138th and Lexington.
Yeah, it's funny how addicts like to outdo each other all the time, I started shooting dope when I was 10. I was 15, and the other guy, I was 5, and the other guy was, he was sperm. He started when he was sperm. Before he even came out of the womb, he was shooting dope.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, you're funny up there. You got the only standing ovation last week. My son, he's 17 years old. He's a big fan of yours. He loved the bit about your mean grandmother sticking you with knitting needles, and beating you up because you didn't steal something,
Exactly. We grew up in but we grew up before they even called it a dysfunctional family. That's a relatively new term.
Well, we're going to put it up on our status tomorrow morning and all over in the rooms and our community to get out. But I know everyone in my family voted 10 times for you last week.
Right, and we could vote 10 times. We could vote 10 times, I think, by computer too. Right? You can go to the website.
Yeah, you can vote on the telephone and also on the computer. It's been great. The people have really responded great to me, and it's just so awesome,
We got to bring out these obsessive compulsive people and put it their obsessions and compulsions to a good cause and root you in tomorrow night, man.
Absolutely, man. That would be so awesome. I know if I got the recovery community behind me, I can't really lose.
That's it.
All right, man. We're there with you. We're going to get everyone we can, and we have to move on in the show. But we love you, man. We love what you're doing, and I know I got the vibe, and I got the contact with the higher guy upstairs, and I know you're going to be one of those 7 that are left, buddy.
We're pulling for you, man.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Take care, Mikey D.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Right now, we're going to move to Philly T, and we're going to find out about the 12 steps of yoga. And I want to introduce Philly T here. Tell us, we don't have a lot of time left in the hour. We got about 20 minutes, but we want you to get all the information out there about the 12 steps of yoga. And if anyone wants to call in and talk to Philly T about it, it's 1-888-565-1470, and you can find her. She has a group on intherooms.com and a Facebook page also. But here is Philly T from the 12 Steps of Yoga. Welcome to the In the Rooms Hour.
Well, thanks, RT. It's good to be here tonight. It's a lot of fun being here with you and Kenny P. And, the 12 Steps of Yoga is an awesome program that was developed by a friend of mine, Cheryl C. And Cheryl C., put it together because really this program, therapy, a psychoanalysis, the fellowship, it all addresses recovery at like a cognitive level, with your mind, addresses it spiritually also, but nothing really addresses your recovery from a physical aspect. And the 12 steps of yoga was specifically designed to do this. It was specifically designed so that people in recovery, doesn't even have to be associated, it could just be people who want to do yoga, and they want to get more in touch with things that have been stored in their bodies. You know, as addicts, we take things and cover them and hide them and really stuff them down. And it shows. It shows in the way we carry certain things in our body. Trauma and drama is carried in different parts of our body. So the 12 steps of yoga is really to release at a cellular level, really deep down in the tissue, and to release some of this trauma and drama to assist in the recovery process.
Well, I know that that sounds great, and I know you're very dedicated to yoga, being living in the same household for the past 25 years. But I know you have a workshop coming up on the west coast of Florida. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. On the west coast of Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, it's actually next weekend, which is July 24th and 25th. At Asana Yoga, which is a yoga studio right on the outskirts of Tampa, which is called Brandon. And it is a two-day workshop, Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon. And it, you know, it starts off with a lecture, a very brief introductory lecture to give you an overview of what the 12 steps of yoga is about and to tell the participants really what to expect.
And that sounds great, but you don't have to be a yogini or a yogi to go there. You can be a newcomer or a beginner. And
absolutely, RT. It's for people of all levels. You can just be a first-time person. You're just interested in trying yoga. It's very gentle. It's very supportive. It's an environment, you know, that really helps to release some of that. Like I said, you know, get out the issues of your tissues, you know, just let it go. And if these things no longer serve you, then you want to release them to improve and to really grow in the recovery program.
Well, I know that sounds, you know, the physical part's great, and I know it gets your body limber, but what about the spiritual side of it?
Well, there's a lot of spirituality that goes along with it. You know, just in speaking about yoga, it is a very spiritual practice. But the 12 steps of yoga comprises a number of things. It is comprised of asanas, which are postures. Those are yoga postures, which are called asanas. Also pranayama. Pranayama is breathing. Prana means life force. Yama is a Hindu god of death, meaning in comes life, out goes death, and it's really the circle of life. So we do breathing to bring in life and release things that no longer serve us. So asana, pranayama, meditation we do in the program. Something called yoga nidra, which is yogic sleep. And it's really putting the people into a very, very deep state of relaxation. And they really don't even realize that they're in this deep subconscious level. And at that point, you can do affirmations. They're called sankalpas, which are positive statements or affirmations to sort of change some of the old stinking thinking.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. I know we have a couple callers on the line. They'd like to speak to you. Again, let's bring back Doug from L.A. Doug, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Good. We got a few minutes here. I have Philly T here talking about the 12 steps of yoga, and I know you're an active member of InTheRooms.com for a long time and a friend of all of us. So I don't know if you'd like to say anything to Philly T or anything else, but we just want to bring you back on because we got a lot of callers here, buddy.
Okay. I'll just make it quick. I just wanted to, you know, say hi because I told you I'd call, and thank you for everything. Let Kenny know I lost 42 pounds. I did go on a diet, so I went out. I've lost 42 pounds in 3 months, and I apologize to your wife for not being able to make it to the yoga. I'd like to try that sometime, and I told her we'd have to do that next year at the World Convention. And she wrote me back and told me she didn't even know you were going to the World Convention.
Doug, you blew it for me, bro. I mean,
I'm
come on.
Sorry, brother. I mean, no, man. That's all right. You cut my timeshare there over there.
Right. You told me you were going to show me a good time. You want me to drag the wife with me, man?
Oh, yeah, the world.
I'm only kidding. Of course, I was going to surprise her. We were going to go on a private jet.
No.
Oh, well, that's not a surprise anymore, is it?
Well, listen, man, thanks for calling in. I want to move on to the next caller. But, buddy, keep in touch with us. Say hi to your family. We love you.
Actually, can I just step in one moment and let Doug know? Doug, we will be bringing the 12 steps of yoga to California. So keep posted. I'll keep everybody posted on In the Rooms. Like RT said, I have a group. Cheryl and I have a group, the 12 Steps of Yoga, on In the Rooms. So go to the toolbar at the top, click on Community, and you can click on Groups and become a member of our group. And you can get lots of information where we're going to be hosting our workshops all around the country.
Great.
That's great.
So, take care, buddy.
Look forward to that.
All right, take
care,
bro.
Yeah, my wife's on her way back from the Lawson Convention, so I'll let her know, too, when she gets back.
All right, bud. Thank you.
All right, man. You guys have a wonderful day. Great talking to you both, man.
You, too. Take care.
Take care.
Listen, we have line one. We have Debbie D.
Hi, everybody. It's Debbie D.
Debbie B. They told me Debbie D.
No, Debbie B.
Oh, hi, Debbie B. How you doing, B?
Terrific. I want to thank you all for supporting us in our endeavors, and I've been a friend of In the Room for a long time and a friend of you guys. And Philly, I have a question on the yoga.
Go ahead.
And the 12 steps of the yoga, and I wanted to know when you were bringing it to, number one, to South Florida, and number two, I have some physical ailments like sciatica that's really bothering me. And how that could help me with that, in being in recovery and not being able to use or wanting to use any type of medication.
Of course.
I'm in a lot of pain from that. So,
of course.
And you were just talking about it, I think, earlier about the stress in the body and we hold things in. So,
That's right. Well, to answer your first question, Debbie, we're going to be bringing the 12 steps of yoga to the South Florida area sometime in the fall. We're looking at October, November, somewhere around there. So keep posted on In the Rooms. We're also on Facebook. We've got a Facebook group, the 12 Steps of Yoga on Facebook. Come and join us there as well, and we'll keep you posted that way. As far as dealing with your sciatica, and that's an excellent question because day-to-day stress, we still go through it. You know, life shows up no matter what, and we've learned that in recovery. So what we do in the 12 steps of yoga is something called restorative yoga. And it really is using a lot of props, which are blocks, blankets, and bolsters to open the heart, open the throat, release tight hamstrings, open the back. We might even do some ball rolling, rolling on the ball, which really creates space in your body. And it really would help your sciatica a lot. So, yeah, Debbie, that's a great question, and we would love to have you in the workshop when we come to South Florida.
And one other quick question. You're going to do the workshop, but what about ongoing? Are you going to be doing some sort of like tapes or videos or TV, whatever?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Actually, we're going to be doing a DVD, and we're going to be putting that out so people can practice the 12 steps of yoga in the privacy of their own home. And it's also going to be, for those that are interested, I don't know if there's any yoga teachers out there or people that would be interested in teaching yoga, we will have a 12 steps of yoga teacher training program. And when you complete that, then you could take this program to treatment centers, to jails, to different places, and really help people and just sort of, share the wealth, share the love.
All right, terrific.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for helping us with that.
Well, Debbie, thank you. And I know you have this art gallery opening up called For Art's Sake on Harrison Street in Hollywood, Florida. And I just want to invite everyone to go out there and visit that. It's a wonderful art gallery that's opening up. And you can see my partner here, Kenny P's original photography there and Debbie B's original artwork and Joey B. and a lot of other people in recovery. It's a great place to go, spend the night on a Saturday night or on a Friday night to go look at some art, have some dinner out in Hollywood, and good luck with that, Deb.
Thanks a lot, RT, and you and Kenny are doing a wonderful thing.
Thank you, hon.
You really are. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, here we are at the In the Rooms hour again. You can call us up at 888-565-1470 or get us on intherooms.com. And Philly T, how did you guys come up with this concept?
Well, actually, I did not come up with the concept. It was Cheryl's. I have to give her the full credit for all of that. Cheryl has her master's degree in psychology, and she was working in Manhattan in that field. And she was designing sort of the assessments for the first responders in the city of Manhattan. And she was also very involved in providing therapy services after 9/11. And after a while, she just felt like she needed a little bit more. She was still in active using during that time. But she started doing yoga, and she immediately felt a change in herself. And then eventually she got clean. And once she got clean, she decided to go on a yoga workshop. Okay? And she went down to Costa Rica, and from there it just led into just becoming more involved in the yoga field. And she became certified, and she is also a staff member at the Omega Institute up in Rhinebeck, New York, which is a fabulous place for people to go.
And what's your background in yoga? Can you tell everybody?
Oh, yeah. My background, I've been teaching yoga. I'm a certified yoga instructor. I've been teaching for the last 11 years. I currently teach at a studio down in South Florida called the Yoga Connection. But I have taught in many, many different places. I've taught in the corporate level. I brought it into jails. I have done yoga in the public schools for teachers, for children. I work with children also with disabilities, and we do a lot of breathing, and we do a lot of movement as well. So it really can reach all different people at all different levels.
Well, that's great. So please tell us again, your workshop this weekend is where, how much is it?
Okay, the workshop is, again, it's in the Tampa Bay area at Asana. That's A-S-A-N-A. Remember, asanas are postures. Asana Yoga in Brandon, which is a suburb of Tampa. And it is July 24th and 25th. It's from 12 to 5, Saturday and Sunday. And the cost is $155 for the 2 days.
Great. And,
I just want to let you guys know that I'm starting a new fan page. Okay. It's going to be flogging in the 12 steps. And after you're done being flogged, you can actually go to the 12-step yoga to get relaxed.
That sounds great, John. That sounds great. I want to just briefly just tell the story about how Cheryl and I got together.
That'd be great.
Because it was about last spring, I get the catalog from various places, and I got it from the Omega Institute. I opened it up. I was flipping through it to see if there's anything I'd be interested in, and I saw the 12 steps of yoga, and I thought, what a great idea. So I immediately Googled Cheryl, contacted her. We met, and the rest is history. We just hit it off tremendously, and we're just very excited about this whole venture.
Well, I want to thank you, Philly T, for being our guest tonight. You were wonderful.
My pleasure.
I want to thank Mikey D for calling in about the last comic standing. Tune in tomorrow night. And John's Walk for Recovery. Please support him. He's in Wisconsin, and he is on his way to Milwaukee. He'll be there in 2 days, so he can use a good meal. He can use to find a good meeting while he's there.
And I think he's also looking for laundry facilities.
Yeah, laundry facilities, and most of all, he's looking for some dollars. Come on, you clean and sober people, let's fork up a little dough. You can afford it, and let's get him on his way to make this documentary. So this is RT from InTheRooms.com. Again, we'll be here next week for the In the Rooms Hour. Take care.
You're going to be checking out a song from, of course, Russell Spatz's brother, Jeffrey Spatz. This is his song, and he's going live right now. Check out Jeffrey.
Some way I will find you. In this place of joy, it all will surround you. I will love today. In my own special way, we will make it through blue magic sky. Will you touch this soul of mine?
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hostess and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Find out how the market is affecting the world and your portfolio. Tune in for Investment Trends with John Borton, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m., only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470 WMN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WMN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome. Of course, my name is John Hollis. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We just got done the in-rooms hours. A great show. Of course, I'm sitting here with Chris D. from the First Step Sober House. And the Shockers, the First Step Sober House softball team, has won the championship, correct?
That's right. Won the state championship.
Won the state championship, and you're going to the World Series, is this correct?
That's right, in Winter Haven, Florida in September.
Winter Haven, Florida in September. And then you guys are going where?
Omaha.
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 Omaha. When are you going to Omaha?
To freeze, I think.
What date is that?
It's going to have to be in October.
October in Omaha.
Unless it's like late January.
Listen, if you want a good steak, go to Omaha.
That's just going to be a load of fun. Omaha, Nebraska, home of the hits.
At home of the hits, baby. Step back. And
you're just going to have so much to do when you're there. I mean, it's just going to blow your mind.
In between sessions, they can go cow tipping. And, of course, there is lots of steers up there.
Yeah, lots of cattle.
Yes. Hey, listen, I don't see no horns on your head, son. Remember that? The only thing there is the steers and, well, never mind. We won't get into that right now.
Yes, the famous Arlie Ermey from Full Metal Jacket.
The men are nervous, not the steers.
Yeah, the men are men, the women are few, and the steer are shaking.
Yeah, that's it, buddy.
So we're here for another hour. Of course, Ken Shealy will be calling in here in a minute. We got to go through some things. Of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio is going to be broadcasting live from the 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th through the 7th. We're going to be staying at Chris D's condo.
Oh, nice.
And we're also going to be hanging at the 12-Step Music Fest because me and Chris D don't camp out.
No, we don't.
No.
AC, but
no.
Nice double stuff, mattress bed type stuff. Hardcore.
Camped out. Camped out the Keys at 12-Step Music Fest via the condo. So we're looking forward to being down there. We're going to be broadcasting 3 to 5 hours. We're working out the gory details now. And, of course, it'd be a minimum of 3. And if you want to check out the 12-Step Music Fest, you can go to 12stepmusicfest.com. And Dawn Wilder and, of course, all of the rest of the singing guests are going to be gradually coming on the Rockers in Recovery show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio over the next few months here. There's 25 artists. I got all of their names, and we're going to be filtering them through the Rockers in Recovery. Rockers in Recovery, out of our 15 hours a week that we broadcast and produce at Holistic Lifestyles Radio, is on the air 8 hours a week now. So we're doing 8 hours a week of Rockers in Recovery. Check it out. And it looks like we're having lots of fun with it, and we got lots of great guests coming up. And if you haven't heard the show, you can go to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook, and you can click like and check that out. And there's all kinds of information there. And Glenn,
this is definitely one of the better shows that we have here. I mean, everybody, we get recalls on the replays of people wanting to get on every single time.
Isn't it amazing?
It's
amazing.
Great. And I mean, the guests that you had on there from Motorhead, you know, on down. I mean, that shocked me when Motorhead was on there.
It's a scary thing, isn't it? It's a scary thing. But
it
God
is scary,
good.
But you know what? It's scary good.
Scary good. And here's one of the other things. And I'll tell you how Rockers in Recovery happened. It was an amazing thing. Me and Lori are riding down the street one day. I'd spoken with Glenn C. from the Northwest music scene. Glenn C. is a great guy. He co-produces the show with me. And I'm riding down the street. Glenn had called me a couple of days before, and Glenn's an old rock and roller, and he's, you know, kicked back, a real laid-back guy. You know, I am from the Northwest, and Glenn's really cool, and he's like, kicked back. And he's like, I got this idea, you know. I wanted to bring somebody on your show and introduce them. And
So I get this epiphany on the way home.
Oh, boy.
Rockers in recovery. You need to build it. If you build it, they will come.
Well, this is better than the 12, you know, the flogging and yoga idea we had earlier.
Yeah, the 12-step flogging. I thought that might have went over well, especially with some S&M people in recovery.
You know, that might be a good another addiction to face, is the S&M addiction.
I think we already have that, right? SA? SA, right?
Yeah.
Hey, SA. So, basically, that was how Rockers in Recovery was formed, and of course we have a blast with it, and we meet some great people. Erin Hamilton was excellent. She was great. I mean, Dudley Taft. You know, we did one at 3 o'clock in the morning. We were talking with one gentleman from London. I mean, it's just been incredible. It's been great stuff. So you can go to, of course, Rockers in Recovery and find out all of the archives. You can also go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and check out the archives there. Please check it out. Great stuff. And, of course, we want to make sure that you understand that we carry a message of hope around here, and that's our job, is to make sure that people know that we're not a glum lot. We have an opportunity to be able to carry a message 15 hours a week at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, and most importantly, we do that through all types of different content. We do it through, of course, inner rooms. We do it through me and Chris on our hour. We do it through, of course, the Rockers in Recovery. We do it through Ken Seeley. We do it through That Sci-Fi Show. They carry our commercials and promote what they're, promote our information. Of course, Chris is part of That Sci-Fi Show. And you had a great show.
Oh, yeah. We always have a good time on That Sci-Fi Show. And every time we go out to the cons and the events that we go to, we always have the Holistic banner under us. And it's actually been an interesting way to get people to talk to us through the holistic side of it. They're like, what are you doing at a comic book convention? I was like, well, we're geeks too, but we're clean geeks.
You just say, hey, listen, holistically speaking, that falls into the whole category.
No, I need to, We could try that.
It's the whole. Holistic means whole. Whole! That means everything.
Well, there you go, brother.
I won't get started. I just sent the decibels through the roof. We don't want to send the decibels through the roof.
You break my new equipment, and I will have to break you.
Somebody's sitting right now, and they just fell off of their computer stool. Oh, hey, Lori just walked into the room. This is the first time I think Lori's been on the air in 2 years. What's the matter, Lori? Is there something wrong? Are you coming in to flog me? See, I think she's coming in to flog me.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Oh, she said I'd do that enough myself. Hey, listen, by the way, starting next week, we're getting the bugs worked out, so U.S. Stream will be carrying this next week. So starting next Sunday and every show that we do live, of course, U.S. Stream, so that means not only will you be able to see us, but you'll be able to see Christie's razor stubble that, he has in shape.
Better shape for next week.
Listen, you better wear a suit. If we're going to be impotent, we better look impotent. That's all I can say.
I can no longer be hanging out at the station for 4 days at a time before I go on air.
Well, actually, we could do that. We could put a camera in there and in here. That would be pretty cool.
We could definitely set something up like that. Get an engineer's eye view.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. And this is Chris clicking the buttons. And there's Chris pushing the lever.
Pushing the pot.
No pot. No,
not the bad pot. The pot is what we call the knob.
No pushing pot. We can't push pot anymore, Chris. One day.
At least not on children.
You're right. So listen, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna play the second song from Russell Spatz's brother, Jeffrey Spatz. And I got to tell you, I met Jeffrey through Russell, and Jeffrey's a really great guy. We're going to have him on Rockers in Recovery coming up over the next couple of weeks. It was amazing to me. I was sitting with the guy, and I got to tell you, I was like, I'll take a listen to it. I was shocked. The first thing I thought was, this is amazing to me. So here we go. We're going to go into a second song. When we come back, we'll have Ken Seeley on, and we'll be talking about intervention. We'll be talking about, treatment and all kinds of stuff. You can call Ken at 888-565-1470. That's 888-565-1470. We'll be back.
Tried love and I pushed you away. All you wanted was a change. Ran from my feelings, for you be on my heart. Underneath an odor of truth,
Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Panadrol is a new joint and muscle pain relief breakthrough. The combination of all natural herbs and Panadrol works synergistically to reduce the swelling of joints, inflammation, and effectively block chronic pain receptors in the brain without disrupting the pain signals that warn you that a new injury has occurred. Finally, there's an all-natural alternative to dangerous prescription pain relievers. Panadrol is clinically tested and proven totally safe with no known side effects or drug interactions. In a clinical study of 75 patients, 100% were pain-free after 14 days of using the product. Pain relief so effective, you'll never go another day without it. If you're not amazed at the results you receive when taking Panadrol as directed over the period of 90 days, you'll get a full refund for every bottle purchased, less shipping and handling. It's guaranteed. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Plus, you get the first two bottles for just the cost of shipping, just $5.95. For more information, go online to Panadrol.com. That's Panitrol.com. Or call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, I'm John Hollis, and we're sitting in the studios here, brand new studios of WNN 1470. And, of course, the phone number to call into is 888-565-1470. That's 888-565-1470. If you would, of course, like to ask Mr. Seely any questions or anything that you might have as far as questions for, of course, Christy, myself, and the new studios. We came in last week, and it's been kicking ever since. We've had a blast getting ready for this, and of course, we look forward to having many, many years here at the new studios of WNN 1470 AM. Again, it's 888-565-1470, and if you can give a call into that number, of course, we will look forward to great stuff that we're doing. We're doing all kinds of great stuff. We always do great stuff. Yeah, right. 888-565-1470. We're waiting for Ken to give us a call in. He's actually, he had called in on the Blog Talk Radio number, and we're waiting for him to get to 888-565-1470. There he is. And, of course, we're going to get him right on the air, and we're going to talk to him. It's been a while since we had him on. That's for sure, and we look forward to, of course, having Ken on. He's a great guy, and, you know, Ken Seely I've seen on TV, and, of course, we want to talk with Ken right now. Ken, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
Great, great. We got a brand-new studio, Ken, so it's like, you know, we actually, you know, have updated equipment. We got a board that's, like, from 2010 now. I mean, all brand-new, spanking brand-new equipment.
Congratulations. How exciting.
Oh, listen, you know something, that, not so much for the guy that sits behind the microphone, but the guy that's sitting in the other room, he's all smiles right now, let me tell you.
After spending a week of putting this all together, you bet I'm all smiles.
Yeah, it took him a while. It was the cutover was a few days, that's for sure. So, Ken, what's been happening? You've been out of town for a little while. You've been doing all kinds of stuff. Then we had the holiday. Then we had the cutover. We couldn't do anything. We did all pre-recorded shows when we were doing the cutover for the new station. So what's been up with you?
Just working a lot. Working a lot. Getting a lot of people into treatment. So it's been exciting.
Did you, I understood that you were, like, you know, dealing with a whole lot of different families. I know at one point we had, the last time we had a show with you, one of your guys had to come on because you were stuck out in, I think it was Wisconsin or something like that.
Where was that one? I think it was Cincinnati. That's where it was.
Cincinnati, that's right. And it was like on and on and on. I guess it took you about 3 days to get that done. So, you know, it's funny because a lot of people don't understand that an intervention isn't like you're just going to walk through the door and say, okay, you're coming with me.
Yeah, I wish. They wouldn't need us if that was the case.
Well, I mean, it's just your charm at that point, they figure.
Yeah, right?
So you walk through the door, and, of course, if you're out there right now and you're listening to this, Ken Shealy, of course, has been doing this for over 15 years. Is that correct, Ken?
Yep. I've been sober 21 and been doing this for about 15 now.
And the bottom line is, if you have a problem or you have a loved one or you maybe you just want to ask Ken a question, you can call 888-565-1470. You can ask Ken any question that you want. And, of course, Ken is here to be able to answer questions for family members. I wanted to update some folks on – remember Joe when we had worked with Joe and his family?
Yeah, how's he doing?
Actually, he left treatment early. And he ended up leaving treatment early, and the family never did anything with the contract. And he's doing good. He's not using. And I understand he's going to meetings, and he's doing what he needs to do in that regards. But, you know, let me talk to you about something, Ken. What do you think of somebody that goes into treatment and gets involved in a relationship?
They switch their addictions to either sex addiction or love addiction. So... they're not really in recovery.
Okay. So somebody that would, like, get through 3 weeks of treatment and then make a decision that he's in love, that him and her are going to work the program together and she's going to sponsor him and he's going to sponsor her, is not probably a good remedy for recovery.
Yeah, not so good. Nope, doesn't sound good at all.
So in its particular case, what would you say to the family? Because the family contacted me, and they were like, well, what should we do? I actually had an email from one of the family members that, you know, what should we do? And I said, well, you know, there is a radio show that you can go back and listen to. There was all kinds of information that was given to you. But in this particular case, the guy leaves. The contract should have been in place that we had told them to put in place. They didn't put that contract in place. So now it's almost like it was back to square one.
Is this the person that met somebody in treatment?
Yes.
That we're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Kills me.
So I think that when you look at the big picture and you have people that show up and, you know, we go through the process, we can only go through the process and show them and give them the help that they need. And it's up to them. The rest is up to them. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. It's just heartbreaking that, you know, what it seems like is that, you know, the addict hasn't hit their rock bottom. They're still placating, still playing their game. And, you know, great, they're clean and sober. But what I've seen, my experience in all these years has been where they end the relationship and they don't have that higher power contact because their relationship is their higher power. And so guess what happens?
They end up relapsing.
Yeah, that's real. It takes a brain surgeon to figure that one out, huh?
And then not only that, but then they've just brought a whole new set of new people involved into it too.
Yep. So it's even worse than what it was at the beginning, and it's just devastating because if the family stays firm with consequences, you know, because the way I envision it is he is non-compliant. You know, he may be, you know, clean and sober in his mind, but still, they're like we talked about with that contract, if they're non-compliant with a contract and they leave treatment early, then there's still consequences. You know, taking a drink or doing a drug is not the only way you relapse. It's the behavior. And if we catch that behavior, which is happening right now in the earlier stages, then it sends a message to them that I don't care if you are or you aren't. These are the consequences. You know, you're either going to be in a program of recovery and not in a love addiction or a sex addiction, whatever one it is. You know, you're going to be working the program, and you're not going to be focused on another person, places, or thing, you know, to fix your, you know, your disease. You're going to be working your program. And if that's not the case, then we as a family have consequences, and they are completely enforced at that time.
You know, and a lot of this information that we talk about, you have a book out right now, right?
Correct.
What is the name of the book that you have out?
It's called Face It and Fix It.
face it and fix it. Now, when you're talking to, and you're sitting here and you're discussing all of this, it really the root cause of this, Ken, is, you know, we need to take responsibility once we've been put into a position where we have another chance at life. It's our responsibility to do what people tell us to do, not basically blaze our own path and burn our own program, correct?
Yep, and that's what we're seeing happen. I mean, if somebody needs treatment and they're in a relationship, I mean, one of the things that I was told in my early recovery, and I know I tell it to the people that, you know, are in early recovery, if you're in a relationship when you first get into treatment and into you know, your recovery, then don't change anything for that first year. But if you're not in a relationship, then don't get in a relationship. You know, just focus on your recovery. Focus on what's going to save your life. Because that other person, I'm telling you, I've watched it happen hundreds and hundreds of times in the 21 years that I've been clean. Is that, you know, the minute that relation goes away, and you know, of course, what do you think is going to happen? You have two newcomers in recovery.
Absolutely.
You know, it's going to be a living nightmare.
And I'm so glad you put that, because two sickies don't make a goodie.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think
very clear.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I was told when I first came into the rooms, and I was told, hey, listen, you know, two flakes make a blizzard, and you really need to stay away from the opposite sex, because guess what? You don't have anything to offer them. You really have nothing to offer them. What do you have to offer them? And when you think about it, early in recovery, you know, I was, what, living, I think, at that point when I first got into recovery, the first time I came in, I was living on my mom's couch. You know what I mean? And I was lucky to have that. And I was being picked up and brought to meetings, so I didn't even have a car. You know, but I was going to, you know, take the women by storm at the 12-step meeting, and I was the, you know, best thing since sliced bread.
I love it. And it kind of sounds familiar of our friend that we were helping out. I mean, he pretty much didn't have any place to go, but there he is. Now he's going to be, you know, the best thing out there, the best catch.
And hey, listen, you know, and maybe start a new family while doing it.
Yeah, lucky family.
And we can't take care of the family that we have, so let's start a new one.
Yeah.
Because
and break those kids' hearts too. If his, you know, I loved when his son got on and said he goes to church every week and cries and says, please have my dad get help. You know, he said he listened to the shows, and he said he heard his son crying. I mean, crying on the radio in front of all these strangers saying, please get help, and he goes and gets in a relationship. You know, shame on him is all I got to say. Shame on him.
Ken, I love you, and I'm really glad that, you know, we can kick it like this, because the bottom line is that when we see poop floating, we need to discuss it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, because I don't have the tender part that, you know, sponsors have in recovery. I don't have that filter. I just say it as it is, because We're dealing with life and death here. This is no game. I mean, this disease is going to win, and it's going to kill him, and it's going to kill, you know, his family. Those poor kids. Like you said, I love the way you put that. You know, great, we didn't make this family work, so let's go get involved in another one and have a couple more kids and, you know, screw up their lives too.
And
you know, instead of fixing the problem.
I am so with you. And you know, everybody, you ever seen the bobbleheads? You ever seen?
No, I haven't.
You've never seen the bobbleheads where the, you know, it's a little figure and the head bobs on it? Well,
yeah.
That's what everybody in the studio is doing right now. Everybody's head's bobbing like a bobblehead.
I love it.
So we're going to go to another break. When we come back, again, if you're listening right now, you need help. Listen, the bottom line is that don't be afraid. Use another name. Call 888-565-1470. Even if you want to just ask Ken how he's doing. We'll be back right after this message. My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change.
Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Panadrol is a new joint and muscle pain relief breakthrough. The combination of all natural herbs and Panadrol works synergistically to reduce the swelling of joints, inflammation, and effectively block chronic pain receptors in the brain without disrupting the pain signals that warn you that a new injury has occurred. Finally, there's an all-natural alternative to dangerous prescription pain relievers. Panadrol is clinically tested and proven totally safe with no known side effects or drug interactions. In a clinical study of 75 patients, 100% were pain-free after 14 days of using the product. Pain relief so effective, you'll never go another day without it. If you're not amazed at the results you receive when taking Panadrol as directed over the period of 90 days, you'll get a full refund for every bottle purchased, less shipping and handling. It's guaranteed. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Plus, you get the first two bottles for just the cost of shipping, just $5.95. For more information, go online to Panadrol.com. That's Panitrol.com. Or call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Ken, I got to... a lady that sent me a message, and it says that she has, her name is Christy, and she has a niece that is on drugs, and her mother, my sister, passed away a couple of months ago. Do you remember this lady? Remember she?
Oh, man, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going on to say here that we have not heard from her for a couple of months. Don't know if she's even dead or alive. And I think they're trying to figure out a way to be able to maybe to find out more information. Is there any way, like when you're dealing with an intervention, and I think that's what they're alluding to here, I think they'd like to do an intervention, but they can't find the person to do it. And how do you, how can that be, how can, you know, like how can somebody like Intervention 911, your organization, if you know somebody's out there and you want to find them but you can't, Christy's got a great question here. How do you find somebody that can't be found?
Yeah, the first thing I suggest is putting a missing persons report and go to the police department and where she was last seen and, you know, just have them start looking for her because that is pretty serious. They might, you know, they may find her, you know, at a morgue or something like that under an unidentified person.
Wow.
If they haven't been contacted. So I would take it pretty seriously, put in the missing persons report, and then let's pray that they find her. And once they find her, you know, then we start working with the families on, you know, creating scenarios on, hey, we got some extra money for you. We're worried about you. And, you know, we got a gift for you and things like that. These kind of things that we talk to with the families in order to reel them in and get them interested in setting up that family meeting.
And at the same time, this is like not unusual because you'll be dealing with families along the way, and you will sometimes they won't move forward right away, and then you have this type of situation where you give them some advice, and at this point they can't utilize that advice, so they have to kind of come back to you to get more. Is that correct? Does that happen a lot to you?
Oh yeah. Once they find them, then once we have them. And we figure out a way to meet them somewhere where, you know, we entice them in coming in, then we don't lose visual contact with them once we start the intervention process until they surrender and go to treatment. You know, there's enough things, especially with crystal meth, that's an illegal substance. You could, you know, you could do time for, you know, doing illegal substance, so... if they're in Florida, I love it. I mean, we have the Baker's Act. We have the Marchman Act. We could get them, you know, locked up and get the court order set up prior to having that family meeting. So there's lots of things we could do. I mean, we just have to get more of the information. But most importantly is finding her. My God, finding and seeing wherever she's at.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, one of the things that Christy was I think she was going to try to call in, is what she's saying, and we'll try to get her on the air here. What I'd like to ask you is there really any other things other than what we're talking about right now that you'd be able to tell her?
The other thing, if the family has means, they've hired private investigators to help look for them.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen in the past, but normally if you stay on the police, you know, and let them know about the missing person, they'll do their work, their, you know, in order to find them. But if they have means, absolutely, you know, let's get a private investigator on it and get some evidence before we, you know, of the drug use prior to sitting them down. So now they have two options, to get involved in the drug court or go against their will, or they could go willingly after the intervention.
And I think it's really it's sad in a way, Ken, because I mean we are on the air and we bring you on the air. Sometimes we, you know, it blows up. The last time that we had a show, I think we had like seven phone calls. We just couldn't take everybody that was calling in. So I want you to understand that this is a show that is geared around people that need help. So if you need help, that's great. If you're a family member that needs help, this is really the show for you. See, this is where you're going to get the understanding of how to intervene when you're really afraid that if you do something might go wrong with the intervention. I know a lot of people that have tried to do interventions on their own, and I got to tell you, it doesn't turn out well. And then you never have that shot again. It's scary.
Yeah, and John, and another good point that you brought up was, you know, follow the lead of the interventionist. Don't just do pick and choose on what is recommended or suggested, because when you pick and choose, you get the result of what just happened. I mean, you got to stick with it. It's, you know, we want a year of accountability. Work with your interventionist for that year in holding that person accountable, holding the addict accountable. But you have to be, the family has to be accountable also. You can't just think that this is a quick fix. I mean, look at the many years of misery that they've been living in. It doesn't just happen overnight. A minimum of 1 year of accountability and follow the lead of your interventionist. Work with your case manager. This is not, there is no easy fix here.
No easier, softer way.
If there was, I promise you, I would give it to you.
Hey.
And if I do find one, I will give it to you. I wish there was an easier way.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because let's think about it. You know, I'm in recovery. Everybody that's around here is in recovery. You're in recovery. You make no bones about that. And do you think if we had found the easier, softer way, we would have been talking about it by now?
No doubt.
Yeah, a friend of mine keeps going out and doing research in and out of the program. I've known him for many, many years. And I said, well, when you figure it out, what's working, let us know. We'll open up a treatment center. But as far as I know, this is the only way that it works. I don't know any other way.
I'm sitting here with my wife, Lori, and I'm sitting here with Chris D. And we're getting ready. The next hour, we're going to be having on a gentleman. Let me tell you, you want to talk about a horror story. A gentleman that decided that, you know, it was okay to go back out. All right? And not only was it okay to go back out, but, well, I'm going to go back out. I'm going to catch some new charges. And now I'm going to stand in front of one of the lovely judges of Broward County that is going to hit me with 15 years mandatory. He was looking at 70. Now he gets to go away off of a relapse on 15 years day for day up the road. 15 or 13? 13 years?
I believe it's 13, but he'll be on to talk about that.
He's going to be on to talk about it. And he has to surrender himself next Thursday. So, listen, if addiction doesn't kill you, it locks you up.
And you know what I like about that, though, is what, you know, I've had somebody where she was, I heard her speaking at a meeting where she was locked up on life, a two-life term. And because of the crowding of the prisons, after 7 years, she was let out. And in that 7 years, she was working a program of recovery in prison, and she's still clean and sober, and she's got, like, 25 years. But it took that 7 years to surrender to her disease and surrender to recovery. And, you know, I believe, you know, Tuesday, I think Lindsay Lohan has to surrender herself. And,
yeah,
you know, I think she needs time. I think she has to experience what jail's like to hit her rock bottom.
Chris wants to say something about Lindsay. I think he's looking for a date.
On that one, right? Thank you, Jerry. My better half's not listening.
Just joking.
Yeah. Okay. I'm coming back from the tournament, and her little newsflash about this. She's checking herself into a halfway house so she can avoid her jail sentence.
Are you
she's
kidding?
Make a bid at that one.
Can you believe that, Dan?
I've been on CNN all week last week talking about that and the Mel Gibson and you know, regarding her, she checked herself into a sober living house, which is not treatment. You know, the judge mandated her sentence, 90 days in jail and 90 days in treatment, and they think that she'll do probably 25 of the days,
yeah.
And Tuesday's the day that she needs to surrender to start that sentencing. But she's looking for a doctor to say, you know, that it's going to be, you know, harmful for her physically and mentally. So, you know, maybe she could get out of it with a doctor's note. But I don't think so. I think this judge is going to, you know, say, I don't care. You know, you're going to jail anyway. And I really believe she, you know, I wish the judge would have sentenced the maximum, but she didn't. She only did the 90 days. She could have went up to many more days than that. Because she's only going to get 25, you know, and if you look at the big picture, I mean, look at Paris Hilton. All the times I was on the news reporting about her and all the trouble she was getting in, once she finished her jail sentence, I haven't been on the news talking about her at all. You know, maybe that was her rock bottom for her to change her ways.
Well, and again, I'm glad you pointed that out. But here's the other side of that. I mean, a lot of people will go through the process, and it doesn't happen always at the first time either, Ken. And I think that, you know, in some cases, some people, you know, I know I was that way. Listen, I needed to get pummeled, and it wasn't until I got pummeled that, you know, some things started to sink in. Like, A, it's really not everybody else. It's me.
There you go. There you go.
And I think that was one of the biggest things that happened in my life was when I stopped playing the blame game and stopped playing the victim, then I was open to hear what God's message was, and it was real simple. Shut up and listen and do what you're told.
Yeah, and I think that's what it's going to take for her. And it's sad because, I mean, who wants to see anybody go to jail? You know, I don't like anybody having to go through that experience, but yet, you know, if that's what it's going to take, I mean, she's had plenty of other opportunities. I mean, she's been in treatment three different times. I mean, how many more times do we got to spell it out for her that she has a disease that's going to kill her? So if jail is going to be that answer, then so be it. And if she goes in for 25 days and gets out and she still wants to think she's in control and she's out there partying again, I hope that the judge keeps her on probation for another 3 years. And if she, you know, drinks or uses it within that next 3 years, then the judge throws her in for 6 months. You know, then maybe that'll save her life.
You know, Ken, I think it goes without saying that a lot more people need to understand that this is, like, we're not playing with, somebody that has a problem with playing too much Monopoly. You know, this is a killer disease, and you're absolutely right. I believe that a lot more people need to understand that there are ramifications. We do things, we say things. And then we sit in front of the judge, and I couldn't believe it. Did you watch that whole thing? Did you watch the whole thing? When I seen her with the tears and telling, oh my God, you know, Your Honor, I didn't realize I was supposed to go to this treatment. I didn't know. You know what I mean? I thought I could skip it. You know, all these different things. I just was looking at myself. It was really scary. It was actually it hurts you when you see all of that garbage coming out of somebody's mouth.
Oh man! But then did you see when the judge, you know, started giving her sentence and telling her what she had to do? Those weren't any crocodile tears. They were real tears.
Oh, yeah, baby.
But she looked at her attorney and said, do I really have to go to jail? And the attorney's like, yep. Those weren't crocodile tears, let me tell you.
Well, hey, listen, Ken, we're going to go to another break. If you want to speak with Ken, he's going to be on for about another 15 minutes at 888-565-1470. Feel free to give us a call. And then, of course, we're going into Rockers in Recovery at the top of the hour. Ken, hang on. We'll be right back. I'm John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834. Or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Panadrol is a new joint and muscle pain relief breakthrough. The combination of all natural herbs and Panadrol works synergistically to reduce the swelling of joints, inflammation, and effectively block chronic pain receptors in the brain without disrupting the pain signals that warn you that a new injury has occurred. Finally, there's an all-natural alternative to dangerous prescription pain relievers. Panadrol is clinically tested and proven totally safe with no known side effects or drug interactions. In a clinical study of 75 patients, 100% were pain-free after 14 days of using the product. Pain relief so effective, you'll never go another day without it. If you're not amazed at the results you receive when taking Panadrol as directed over the period of 90 days, you'll get a full refund for every bottle purchased, less shipping and handling. It's guaranteed. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Plus, you get the first two bottles for just the cost of shipping, just $5.95. For more information, go online to Panadrol.com. That's Panitrol.com. Or call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, tonight is Sunday night. We got the In Your Rooms guys on the air. And then, of course, we followed up with, of course, me and Ken Seelig. And Chris Day, we're all hanging out. And, Chris, of course, Ken Seely is on with us on Sunday nights for an hour. We talk about addiction recovery-related topics, and at the same time, we leave it open for anybody that wants to call in. If you want to call Ken at 888-565-1470, feel free to do that at any given time. Also, at the same time, we have following every Sunday night, we have Rockers in Recovery. And, of course, we'll be dedicating that show to Buddhists, the 12-step Buddhist, and also to Chris Dean in the First Step Sober House. And we have a gentleman that is in Chris's house right now, Jason Tate, is going to be on with us. And Jason's going to be talking to us about how, you know, one too many shots got him a 15-year bid. So we're going to find out, you know, how he's feeling and, you know, is there a way to be able to get treatment when you're in there? You know, we're going to talk about all of those things. And Ken, it really gives you a kind of a shot if you have a 15-year sentence, you know, to really do something different with your life. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, nobody ever wants to see anybody go to jail. I mean, it's not really the solution for this disease. But, you know, it really is going to give a lot of time to really evaluate your behavior and your choices to get you where you're at.
And over and over again, you know, when I used to call it, when I did my time in the Florida State Penitentiary, I used to call it my college education. I remember sitting on the rack and one time and thinking to myself, this is like God's couch time for me. You know, when you give your son or your daughter couch time, you know, timeouts. Well, this was God's couch time for me. It was like you got to sit on the couch. You know, it might have been 14 months. It wasn't 14 minutes. But the bottom line is that I got it. You know, I got it. I understood.
Yep, and that's what it takes for some people. Some people are smarter than others. I mean, some people get it without having to go to jail, and some people have to experience jail. And we're so fortunate that we live in today's world where the court systems are starting to recognize that this is a disease and that people need help. So they have a lot of the different court programs have drug court and alcohol court, and they give you an opportunity to try to get better and go into treatment and keep you out of the systems. They give you that chance before, you know, they give you that felony. I mean, I've seen a lot of people get out of, you know, many, many felonies and graduate from drug court programs because the courts get it now.
You know, there's a lady, her name is Angela S., and she's been following our shows ever since we started doing shows together. And she just popped up on Facebook, and she loves what we do together here, Ken. She really likes the show.
Love it. Yeah. I think we need to let more people know, because I know there's a lot of people going to bed tonight. You know, if there's 25 million Americans that suffer from addiction, then there's a lot of people going to bed tonight that love that addict that have questions, wondering, what can I do differently? How can I help? What I've been doing doesn't work. How can we make this work? And we do have answers. We do have solutions, and I'd love to help in any way that I can.
You know, Intervention 911 was opened
long before all of the TV stuff and long before all of the things that, you know, go on out there in regards to all of the different series that go on. You guys were in the pits here for a long time and in the trenches, so to speak. Intervention 911 is the organization that you own, correct?
Yes, yep.
How can folks get a hold of you at Intervention 911? I know they can go to intervention911.com, but also what is the phone number they can reach you at?
The toll-free number is 866-888-4911.
Nice. All right. Matter of fact, we got Angela. We're going to bring Angela on the phone real quick. Angela, thanks for calling. I guess you like what me and Ken have been doing, huh?
Yes, you've been making me laugh tonight.
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you guys for all you do.
Well, you know something, thank you, Angela, and we appreciate you calling in. You know, you had a question for Ken a long time ago, and you feel like asking him tonight?
I did actually ask him if he remembers. I messaged him, and he messaged me back, and I wanted to thank him for that, too.
Cool. And you're following. You get to follow Ken on his Facebook. He updates all the time. I love following Ken Seeley on his Facebook because he really makes it interactive and makes you feel like you're a part of his family.
Yeah, I'm addicted to Facebook already, so that just made it a little worse.
Yeah. Do we have a program for that yet, Ken?
Uh-oh, look out, because I might be up to check into treatment for that one.
So where are you from, Angela?
I'm from Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yes.
Ken, Chris D is sitting here from the First Step Summer, and he's going to be up there for some softball tournament. That's going to be an amazing thing. I told him to just go get some Omaha steaks.
They are very good, yes.
Are they good? I think they're great. So when he heads on up there, I'll tell him to make sure that you find out where it's at and you guys going to get hooked up, and I'll send up a T-shirt.
Okay, cool.
All right. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to me and Ken, and thank you for your support and all that you all you do and typing back and forth with us and chatting back and forth with us on Facebook. You're a great lady. You hang in there and have a great summer and have a very warm winter.
I hope so. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Ken, you know something? I want to thank you again for, you know, being here and being a part of Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We get great information out there whenever you're on. It's a source for people to come to. We're going to continue, you know, putting the information up and letting people know that this is available. And the bottom line is like, you know, I know that there are people out there, and I know that the phone calls that we have received in the past, and amazingly, you know, some shows, 7, 10 phone calls. Other shows, we don't get them. But you know something? The ones that do call in, and the ones that are sitting out there right now saying, well, should I have called in? Maybe I should have called in. Guess what? Next Sunday night, you get another opportunity. But you can get an opportunity at any time because Ken just gave you his information. It's intervention911.com. And Ken, give them the phone number again. If they don't, you know, they don't feel comfortable talking on the air, they can give you a call personally.
Absolutely. It's 866-888-4911.
Cool. And what we will do is, of course, we're going to be rebroadcasting this through the week so people will hear it. And me and Ken are going to be putting together some new ads to promote this also because it is now on Sunday nights and not Mondays. So we're going to be doing that through the week. So, Ken, thank you for being with us tonight. Anything you want to say in parting words?
Yep. Look forward to helping anybody that's out there that needs it next week. So let people know, and we'll be here for them.
Sounds great. Ken,
thank you.
Thanks for being on with us. We love you. Look forward to having you back next week, brother.
All righty. Have a great week.
All right, man. Thanks. Great stuff. Ken Seeley. Of course, Ken Seeley of Intervention 911, and we want to thank Ken for being on with us. And we're going to ask you to stand by when we go out. And, of course, we're going to do some commercial breaks, and then we'll be back after the commercial.
I'm strolling down the garden floor. Saw a flower going in the dark. It looked so pretty and it was.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for Managing Your Money with Peter Bruno, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Does it scare you to know that bed bugs are real? Or that termites cause billions of dollars in property damage? Does it frighten you to know that cockroaches contribute to asthma? Well, it shouldn't. What should really scare you is not knowing these things. Because knowing about household pest threats is the best way to prevent them. And it's a lot less scary than the prospect of learning about them the hard way. This message brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Learn more at pestworld.org.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success the all-natural, holistic way.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome back. I'm John Hollis, and welcome back to Holistic Lifestyles Radio and Rockers in Recovery. Of course, this is Sunday night live Rockers in Recovery. We have Rockers in Recovery now on Sunday nights. We also are Monday nights live, Wednesday nights live, and Friday nights are live. We're rebroadcasting it on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays during the day from 2 to 3. So Rockers in Recovery is on the air 8 hours a week now out of our 15-hour-a-week schedule. You can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and check that out. Rockers in Recovery is just what it says. For people that are in recovery, that are still rocking and rolling, and most importantly, people that support recovery, that might be rockers and rollers, but you know, don't have an issue with addiction, but support people with addiction, and understand what we're trying to do here by carrying a message of hope. And, of course, we want to thank all of the artists that come on to the show, and we've had a lot. And if you want to go back to the archives of Rockers in Recovery, you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you can click on, of course, past episodes, and you can find all of that information there. You can also check out who's coming up, who the next artists are going to be. You can check out their websites, their MySpace pages, and all of that stuff. So that way you can hear different different music that they have been involved with. Of course, from time to time, we also have guests. We're having a gentleman on, Kevin Griffin, tonight for the first part of the segment. And we are going to be talking to Kevin in regards to, you know, not only is he an old rocker and roller, but now, you know, he is in a position where he is a Buddhist. And he's going to be talking about being a Buddhist practitioner and a 12-step participant. And we're going to talk to Kevin right now about that information. And, Kevin, are you with us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, John?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
That's a beautiful thing, sir. Well,
okay.
We're very glad that you called in tonight, Kevin. We had had Kevin scheduled when we first moved the station. And, of course, all of our lines went down the night that Kevin was supposed to call in. So we had to reschedule him, and he came away. He was gracious enough to come on Sunday night. Here with us on Rockers in Recovery. And, Kevin, I understand that you are the author of One Breath at a Time. Is that correct?
Yeah, One Breath at a Time is my first book.
Okay.
And it's subtitled Buddhism and the 12 Steps. So it's really, you know, exploring the 12 Steps from a Buddhist perspective.
And that's where it all started from and stemmed from at that point, was you actually coming out with that first book. And prior to that, you were a musician. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I think once a musician, always a musician. I hope I still play and record, but not professionally these days. I spent a lot of years on the road and playing clubs, and you know, had my brush with success in L.A. about 30 years ago. So you know, fairly typical story. But I love music, and as I say, I still play and write music.
And well, you're currently recording a CD. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
What type of music are you recording right now?
Well, my music is really influenced by African and Latin reggae. I played with an amazing Nigerian musician back in my youth named Lofty Amau, and he was in a band called Osabisa, which is a big West African band. And, you know, once I played African music for a few years, it was hard to get that out of my blood. So my music is very rhythmically oriented. It's still rock and roll in the same way that, you know, the Police or Santana are rock and roll, but they're, you know, deeply influenced by all the, you know, African and reggae music.
And I think it's safe to say with music, especially with music, that it has such a, you know, common bond with anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. You can really,
you know, have that feeling of music, and it's universal. There's nobody that, you know, there's no... nobody that's standing in the way of saying, well, that's, you know, not politically correct, or this isn't right, or that isn't right. It really is just a universal love for music.
It's really true. It's one of the things I love about music. I've played in all kinds of settings. I've played in clubs in Harlem where I was the only white guy, and I played with, you know, as I say, African musicians. And, you know, it's always been, as you say, just connecting with people over that universal language.
You, I understand that you deal with a lot of, different recovery-based information, 12-step approaches to Buddhism and things of that nature. Is that correct?
Yeah. I teach in a lot of different settings. Once the book came out, a lot of people started to come to me. I was already teaching in Buddhist retreat centers and Buddhist meditation centers where I would give workshops and in classes and meditation, which really draw a lot of 12-step people, because a lot of people get to the 11th step where it says to practice prayer and meditation, and they don't really know what to do with the 11th step. So I really have, I think, been, you know, a doorway for a lot of people into meditation. But I also get invited to treatment centers. I've been to treatment centers all over the country and up to Hazelden and places in the Midwest and the West Coast. I live on the West Coast, and I also, from time to time, work with academics. I've been worked with Alan Marlatt up at the University of Washington, who's developed mindfulness-based relapse prevention. I feel like I've been given an incredible gift. You know, I made the effort to put together a book, and which is something I loved doing, and then I got a lot of good stuff out of it, a lot of opportunities to meet so many different people, including Ken Seeley, who I met back in May. And I was just going to say, John, you're working hard tonight. You're going from one show to the next. It's a lot of work.
It's
great.
It's funny because we, you know, Sunday nights is like the night that we're on like 3 hours straight. We start out with In the Rooms, then we go to Ken Seeley, and then of course we do Rockers in Recovery.
Yeah.
And but it's an amazing journey. And you know, I look at folks like yourself and folks like Ken, we all get this amazing journey, and we all cross each other's paths, and we all get to carry a message of hope. And most importantly, we get to carry it in a way that we really help a lot of people. And it might not be, you know, in a time period that we want it all the time, but it's definitely when higher power wants it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being able to, you know, live this life and live a sober life, and then be able to devote your work to helping people. You know, I have to say, I don't go out there thinking, oh, how many people can I help today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just do what I love to do, and I'm just fortunate that it happens to help people. In fact, when I was writing One Breath at a Time, I was enjoying writing it so much that when it came out and somebody wrote me an email said, your book helped me so much, I was like, wow, I didn't realize it was going to help somebody else. It was helping me so much that it didn't occur to me. You know, I mean, it's like the literature says, you know, we do it for ourselves.
Absolutely.
First. You know, I do it to keep and stay sober myself and to bring joy into my own life. And the wonderful byproduct is that it helps others. That's a gift.
I understand that you're a leader in the mindful recovery movement. What's that about?
Well, what's happened, you know, again, this is one of those things that just kind of unfolded. A few years ago, a guy in Australia who'd read my book contacted me and said, you know, it seems like there's more and more people who are practicing mindfulness and Buddhist practitioners. Mindfulness, just to say, comes out of the Buddhist tradition. So we hear that word a lot these days, but comes out of the Buddhist meditation practices. So this fellow, Paul St. Hillen from Sydney, contacted me and said, you know, maybe we should have an organization that supports people, because he's, you know, he's in Australia. He was in touch with people all over the world, from Thailand and Bhutan to the States to Europe and England. And he said, you know, it seems like there's more and more people who are interested in these issues and these questions, and what if we started an organization? So we got together and started a group called Buddhist Recovery Network, which is on the web, BuddhistRecovery.org. And we list all the meetings that we know of. So we're, you know, we're not a 12-step organization. We're not affiliated or really limited to 12 steps. We really welcome anybody who's interested in connecting with Buddhism or mindfulness and recovery, which is turning out to be a bigger and bigger segment.
And that's called the Buddhist Recovery Network, correct?
That's right.
And what were some, if you don't mind going back into your history a little bit, I just, you know, I love to hear stories, and, you know, I'm always the kind of guy that I love history, you know what I mean, and I don't care whose history it is. Sometimes I love to just listen to what other people have done and where they've been raised and things of that nature. But I understand that you were really big into the club scene and the rock end of this, the rock and roll end of this, in 79 in that area. Is that correct?
Oh, well, yeah, certainly then. You know, I started playing guitar in 1962.
Wow.
And I got my first band in 1964.
What was the name of your first band?
The first band was called The Squires, a classic kind of, you know, garage band name from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Huh?
And, you know, we started out playing pool parties and high school dances, and then we got to the fraternity parties, which is where I learned to drink. By the time I was 16, I was getting drunk at fraternity parties playing Louie Louie, when Louie Louie was popular, not as an oldie, you know. And, you know, I went through the whole thing. I did heavy metal in the late 60s, and I got into top 40, was playing disco music in the 70s. In 77, I joined this band called Zebra with two Z's, led by this guy, Lofty Amell, and we did Afrofusion music.
Okay.
We were based in Vermont. I lived all over the East Coast, and we did one concert. We were very popular in Vermont, which is, I don't know if that's saying very much, but, you know, the band Fish kind of, I think, came on our, I'd like to think that they kind of picked up on our tail, because we were kind of a jam band, but doing African jam music. In 79, we got a bad review, and for political reasons, you know, sometimes you get a review, somebody didn't like us. The leader of our band was a crazy addict, egotist, and he said, we're moving to L.A. I was like, what? We got one review? We got to leave town? You know. So we drove across the country in January of 1979, showed up in L.A. The first day in L.A., we went to Leon Russell's house. You remember Leon Russell?
Oh, absolutely.
Tremendous musician. His percussionist was an African guy, and of course all the Africans were buddies. And we were at his house, met Leon that first day, and Leon came out to see us and wanted to sign us. You know, it was the whole classic L.A. scene, right? We had all the record companies checking us out, and the leader of our band said, well, you know, I don't trust these record companies. You know, they're going to rip us off. We're going to start our own record company. Okay, great. So where did he get the funding? He got his cocaine dealer, Tobaccus, to record an album.
Nice.
Isn't that the way it goes? So you can imagine how that album came out.
So and fast forward through all of this mess, in 1985, your life changes.
Yeah, thank God. Well, sadly, that band broke up, and even more sadly, Lofty, it was killed on the streets of Venice Beach.
Wow.
When he attacked somebody who was setting off firecrackers. He was, you know, as I said, he was an addict like all of us, and he wound up on the wrong end of it. I was really fortunate that, you know, circumstances led me to get sober. Somebody gave me the 20 questions. I knew somebody who was in a program. My girlfriend said I was an alcoholic. I said, what are you talking about? I can stop drinking. So I just went back to smoking pot every day. And, you know, 6 months later, I was in a program. And, you know, I just remember waking up that day. I don't remember waking up that day, actually, now that I mention it. I remember that day, though. I remember in the middle of that day thinking, I feel really good, you know? And I just knew it was over. And I'm not one of the lucky ones that just took the first step and made that decision, and it was over. And I never looked back, you know.
Well, you know,
everything changed.
You
it
know,
took a year for me to become really a member. I had to hit some other bottoms, but fortunately not with alcohol or drugs.
Hmm.
And after a year sober, I finally got a sponsor, started working the steps, and that's when things started to really change, incredibly.
Kevin, let me ask you, where can people find your book and find your music?
Well, my website is kevingriffin.net, and both my books are for sale. My new book is called The Burning Desire, Dharma, God, and the Path of Recovery, and it's looking at higher power questions, which a lot of people struggle with. And I have a few of my tunes up there, and some of them are old 4-track recordings, and there's one or two that are on my 16-track that I'm working with now. And I'm devoting the next few months to finishing the CD of my newer material, and hope that'll be out soon.
Well, I look forward to having you back when the CD is completed, so that way we can play all of the, you know, a good portion of the CD over an hour time period. I'd like to have you on for a full hour.
That'd be very cool, John.
Way we can talk about the book and really, you know, dive into the Buddhist end of it and really take a look at what, you know, some of the different things and the different techniques that could be taken advantage of. And I definitely look forward to having you back on with me.
Thanks so much. It's really great to talk to you, John. And I love the work you're doing.
Well, you know something? I love the work that you're doing, and thank you for being a part of Rockers in Recovery. And we'll look forward to having you back on. I'm sure either myself or Glenn will definitely be in contact with you to reschedule you for a full hour, because I think what you're doing is really great, and I really want to, you know, have people hear what you're doing and different techniques they can take advantage of.
Terrific. I'd love to do that. There are meditations on my website, just to mention that. People can download guided meditations for free off my site. So.
Wow, that's great stuff. And we'll get more. Yep. And we're definitely going to get more into that. Kevin, I want to thank you for being a part of the show tonight. We'll look forward to having Glenn or myself reschedule you for a complete hour show on Rockers in Recovery. You don't do that too often. We try to get like two or three people in, but I think that what you're doing definitely needs to be discussed, and we can have some music on and discuss what that's all about. Sound great?
Sounds great, John. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. And, of course, that's Kevin Griffin, and you can go to kevingriffin.net and find out more information about Kevin and his first book, One Breath at a Time, and all of the rest of the things that he's actually involved with now. So we look forward to having Kevin back on with us. And we're going to go to the phone right now. We're going to take on a call here. Jason T., are you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, good. And how you doing?
Okay.
Doing okay.
Yes, sir.
And I understand that, if I'm not mistaken, that you're at the First Step Sober House. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And currently awaiting some things that are going to take place this week, correct?
Yes, I've already been sentenced to a prison sentence.
Okay. And how long is that prison sentence that you're getting ready to go to?
15 minimum mandatory.
Okay, and what I want you to do is I want you to hold tight, okay, because when we're going to go to a break, when we come back from the break, what we're going to do is we're going to sit and we're going to chat for about 15 or 20 minutes in regards to exactly what happened, how it happened, and what got you to where you're at now, okay?
All right.
Hang tight.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
When you're ready for a major change,
Change. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
My name is Charles Beckard. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckard & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Everybody has been tuning in. This is Jeffrey Spatz. And Jeffrey Spatz, we've been playing his music all night. Jeffrey Spatz is going to be a guest of ours coming up here on Rockers in Recovery. And Jeffrey is unbelievable. Check this out. It's like an amazing thing. And if you meet Jeffrey, you just don't, when the music starts to play, you're like, are you really? It's just amazing stuff. And Jeffrey wrote this, and he actually sang in the last two songs that we've been playing, and it's just great stuff. So we want you to tune in. You are listening to Rockers in Recovery. My name is John Hollis. I'm here with Christy from the First Step Sober House. And we have Jason T. on the air with us. Jason, welcome to the show, and I want to thank you for taking the time to sit down and talk with us tonight and being free about what's going on, because I think it's really, this is a need where people need to hear what's going on. Usually I dedicate this show to music, and really my thing is right now is people need to hear the message that you're going to give. What took place, and how long have you been dealing with your addiction?
Almost 30 years, John.
Okay, so almost 30 years.
Probably, I would say 28.
Okay, so 28 years you've been dealing with your addiction, and in that 28-year time period, did you have attempts at trying to get clean and trying to get sober?
Yes, many times over.
Okay, and you tried the 12-step approach, and you tried going to detoxes and treatment programs. What were some of the things that you were trying to do that you weren't utilizing in your life?
Well, first thing, I was trying all the programs, but I never, ever applied myself completely. I mean, I always did it for other reasons, for my family, women, everything else but for me. And then I had to incorporate a higher power. And until I did it, I accumulated, like, over the 28 years, the most I've ever had is close to 3 years.
Okay.
And the day I was supposed to pick up my 3-year medallion, I relapsed.
Okay. And when you look back in hindsight, I mean, here's the reality. The reality is that you're sitting in front of a judge, and the judge – was looking, you could have, you were facing 70 years. Is that correct?
Totally. It came to over 400 years. But in reality, 30 mandatory,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up taking 15 years day for day.
15 years
last
day
one.
And how young of a gentleman are you?
40 years old.
You're 40 years old. So 55, you're going to be getting out minimum.
A little bit before 55. I have 6 months in, but you can round it off to 55.
You know, and what brought it on? I mean, what happened? Did you go out on a relapse when this took place, and that's how it happened?
Well, I was at First Step Sober House, and I've known Chris, and I knew Richard. For a long time, and you know, they were giving me chance after chance. But this last chance, I was doing good, but I always put something before my recovery, whether it be money, women, or anything else. But I did not thoroughly follow the path, as the book says. And I know now, if you thoroughly follow it, I knew it before, but I just didn't do it. I would be good at recovery for 6 to 8 months and then blow up. And part of that was from fear. Fear about knowing who I am, fear about wanting to know who I am, and didn't know. Since I've been out, I did a crash course in the steps in the last 2 days. I did my 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then today I finished 9, 10, 11, and 12. So,
well, and I think, you know, anybody that's listening right now, I understand that everybody has their pace and everybody's going to go through the steps. And the way that they originally did the steps, with the 12-step process, was they literally brought you through it immediately. And the book says that. You immediately proceed once you've made that admission. So the bottom line is that you're in a position now where you can actually go in and do some things differently here. There's two schools of thought. You know, we're going to go hang out, play spades, and get more tattoos, or we're going to go in and we're going to try to carry a message. And which way do you see yourself going with this at this point?
Well, right now I'm on a furlough at First Step Sober House, and I was in front of the worst judge in Broward County,
mm-hmm.
Paul Batman in Rock Court.
Okay.
And he does not give furloughs. And so it was not him giving me the furlough, I truly believe that. It was the man upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for a purpose. For me to carry the message.
Yeah,
and tomorrow night here, I'm supposed to speak and tell my story. And I know that there's a higher calling for me because I've been in situations all my life that are not good and real high volatile situations. But I've also been just real calm. But going to prison, I've been to prison 4 times before. And this would be the 5th time, but, you know, this is the later part of my life. Well, I should be winding down from all the mistakes and realizing that I need to grow up because that was a big part of my life. I'm a big kid, and I needed to grow up. And it took this devastating mistake, and I don't blame anybody but myself. It took this to say, hey, you know, I could run. I have a mom and children. I could easily leave. But it's not about that today. It's about being a man. It's about I gave my word the first step. You know, I gave my word to the courtroom, and I gave my word to myself. So I have to stand up and face the consequences of my actions.
What was the charges that got you this?
Burglaries, but I had 27. I had 12, but there were other charges that went along. So it was a total of 27 charges, and they happened in a 3-month period. And that was from a total relapse. And they say, when you stop doing drugs for a period of time, which I had like 8 or 9 months clean this time,
mm-hmm.
and then you go back to your using, it gets progressively worse. And mine went from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour in maybe a week's time. And then the obsession just would, you know, I just couldn't stop. It went 10 times bad. I mean, I started doing more heroin, more cocaine, more crack. Good stuff. And it took getting arrested. I lost my finger.
How did you lose your finger?
A spider bite.
Okay, and you had a spider.
You
had a spider bite, and it never got treated, and you ended up having to lose the thing.
Right, and that's just living for the drug instead of taking care of you.
Mm-hmm. This is the reality. I'm just going to go over some reality with you. On 9709, you turned in your key at the First Steps Sober House.
I'm over there.
And then on 12/21/2009, you were sitting in jail on 27 new charges.
No, I didn't get arrested till February.
Okay. Here we have, 2/3/2010. Okay. Oh, it's the incident date. Okay, so you actually got arrested in 2010. So, but in that brief time period, that's 7 months, 5 months, actually 5 months. So all of those things took place in 5 months.
Actually, less time than that. It just took them that long to catch me.
Ah.
And honesty.
Okay. So
with you today is about being honest.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it really did take place between the September leaving date and December.
Actually, I didn't use for a month after I left First Step. I stayed clean.
Okay.
And then from the day before Thanksgiving till the middle of January.
So let's get to some solution behind the insanity, because on 9/7/09, when you walked in the door and you said to Chris, "Here's my key," what were you thinking at that moment?
I was thinking about a woman.
You were thinking about
a woman? I wasn't thinking at all.
Okay.
I was in love.
Okay.
Thought.
So you were thinking with the wrong head.
Of course. Don't we all?
So at the same time that you made that decision, and what were you doing for your recovery 2 weeks prior to you making that decision? Or anything at all?
Oh, yes. I was still going to my meetings. I was working with my sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Were you telling him about the woman?
Excuse me?
Were you telling him about the woman?
Oh, yeah, he knew. Okay. I mean, he knew.
And what was his suggestion?
We were going to meetings together and everything.
So he was okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, well, not really. You know, you need to get a year clean before you get in a relationship. I've already been in a relationship, but he can only suggest. I don't have to follow. Nobody has to follow a sponsor's suggestion. They can. They don't have to. But if you do, I guarantee from my past experience that it's only for your good. But if you don't, it'll only be for the bad.
And I agree 100%. And 6/2/08, you entered the program at the First Step Sober House for the first time.
Oh, no, sir.
Based on
the First Step 5 times.
And, well, that was actually the last time, right, Chris?
Yeah, he got out of prison the day before and came to us.
Okay. All right. So you're looking at, one of the things that I was taught by my sponsor and one of the things that I utilize today is that I really look at where I'm at every day, and I utilize the 11th step in the fact that, you know, I inventory what's happening. Now, I might do a spot check inventory, or I might write it down, but I inventory. Okay, who am I? What am I doing, and what am I avoiding? Do I need to contact somebody right away and talk to them? Am I keeping something to myself that I shouldn't be? These are all the questions. You know, have I helped others? Am I doing what is right for me to do? These are the questions that I'm asking myself on a daily basis. Did you find yourself doing any of that prior to you deciding to leave on 9/7/09?
To an extent, yes. To an extent, no. I love to help people. Okay. But when I'm selfish and self-centered,
mm-hmm.
and when I have the blinders on, it takes away from my recovery completely. And I spot checking every day. So, see, I've been running in fear all my life. And one of the basic things in my life I've always wanted was a family. I mean, a kid and a wife. And at this point, I had a ready-made family. And I thought I had recovery. You know? I thought I actually had it. That's why I gave my key. I wanted, you know, to live. Because, you know, I got to fill that void. If I can't fill it with drugs, then I'll fill the loneliness. It's a hard thing, you know. Sometimes I can't deal with stuff. And I revert back to what I've known, not best, but that's what my best thinking got me. The wrong thing. Drugs, crime.
What kind of coping skills were you dealing with at that point? Had you start to, like, really apply any new coping skills? It doesn't sound like you really were at that point.
At that point, no. I didn't have any.
Okay. So here's the reality of why we have this happening tonight on Rockers in Recovery is because, A, when we are told... and we're told this repeatedly, because I got to tell you, I walked around for many years with an S on my T-shirt thinking that, you know, it wasn't going to be me. And that would never happen to me. And I'm going to give you the flip side of this. 3 weeks ago, a guy named Timmy that I know that decided to huff duster, froze his heart and died, and his addiction took him out in that way. And to be quite frank with you, Jason, your addiction took you out in this way, and we're all capable of doing this. We're all one drink or one drug away from this happening in our lives. It's one day at a time, one minute at a time, and if we're not on our game, these are the things that could take place. Would you agree?
Of course, totally.
So
I believe that.
Go ahead.
Nobody's perfect. I believe that all the imperfections that we have can be. You know, can be taken care of if we apply. And even the people that watch over us as, you know, in society, that look down over their nose at us, they're subject to anything in their life that can happen to them. So we as addicts, and I don't say I say we, are in the recovery area. It's a little bit harder because I believe in my heart that there's so many bright people in recovery, so many addicts that just can't get it, but they're just a half a breath away from getting it as long as they can just let go. That was one of my biggest problems all my life. I can't let go. I hold on to things, and it hurts. You know, it hurts. But today I was able to let go a lot in the last 2 days. Now I have to make a big decision. I had to make a big decision last Monday. And I didn't want to make a decision. Who would want to? It's like you said, I crashed in this way. You know? That's why I believe there's a purpose.
Well, by the grace of God.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
So I'm a true believer of what they've been telling us all along. Jails, institutions, or death. You know, by the grace of God, you know, we get to sit here tonight and talk about this. It's a long road that you're going to have to hoe. And, you know, do you remember doing any of this? Were you in blackouts, or is there any of this that you remember, or was it just like, you know?
I was in the blackout for about a month and a half.
Wow.
And I woke up. I was fighting with my girl, and I remember leaving. And then I remember waking up on her couch and saying, how did I get in? She said, you've been here for over 3 weeks. But 2.5 months before that, I had left.
Wow.
It's only the third major blackout I've ever had in my life. But I was speedballing so much. I wasn't shooting. I would snort. I was doing 20 bags a day, plus the cocaine, you know, and the crack.
Wow.
Because I'm not saying that one's better than the other. That's just my drug choice.
Absolutely.
No drugs out there. Alcohol is the worst drug out there because it's legal.
Well, Jason, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to get Chris involved. We got to tighten up in the last 15 minutes. We're going to talk about your family. We're going to talk about what your plans are, you know, how your family feels about all of this. We'll be back right after this message.
Okay.
When you're ready for a major change, Change. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House at Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House at Pompano Beach. 954-942-7414 or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. I'm John Hollis. This is Chris D. Chris,
welcome.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for bringing this message to us. You know, Chris called me through the week and he said, "John, you got to hear this." And I'm really glad you called me because you know it keeps it green for me.
Well, it was my pleasure. You know, when I heard that the judge was considering allowing him to come out, I saw the mission behind his thinking, and what better opportunity than for people to hear. And we always hear about, the success of recovery. And but we need to know, and we also need to hear that if we choose out, there are consequences. And to get them as real as this here, people say they have another run in them, but maybe not another recovery. Well, I just don't know. I just don't know. And when I look at it for what it truly is, if I get rescued by way of incarceration, I might be lucky if I go back out.
Lucky.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I know this, Jason. I've known you for a while, and you're an intelligent person. And it's always been troubling to see you healthy up, and then your best thinking kicks in. And I think you got really honest there, and I commend you for that, because what it was how our disease disguises itself by way of getting things back, relationships, income, and then we convince ourselves sometimes that we just don't need what we've committed to doing. And I look at your jacket on your file, and what I see is that you've come and gone, and you got honest about it. You wanted to have these certain things, and this was almost a stepping stone. And I know for myself that I wanted the same things coming out of incarceration. And I'm very grateful that my decision to stick with the requirements of recovery allowed me to have those things. And you know, that's going to be still available for you too. And obviously, it's going to be some time before that's going to be in place. But hopefully that you become thoroughly convinced.
Yeah, and Jason, on that note, I'm sure you have this furlough, and of course I'm sure you're thanking Judge Backman for giving you the opportunity. You have family, correct? You have your mom and dad still with you?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, and with your situation of 15 years, you know, that's a lot of things that can. By the grace of God, I just had an uncle that passed away, and I'm sober for that. You know what I mean? And I was able to be there for the family. These are the things that could take place while you're away. And what kind of ends? What kind of results are you dealing with now with the family? Are you, you know, just trying to be around them and show them love and you know, let them know where you're at or what's going on with the family end of this?
All my family's out of state. My family's been going through this with me in and out of jails and prisons for over 20 years. And I've always been selfish about it's just me, and not realizing that they go through it with me. But my mom just arrived in Melbourne tonight. I just got a call like an hour ago. Because, you know, Mr. Backman didn't give me the furlough. The man upstairs did. And he worked through Backman. He worked through Mike Pine. He worked through First Step. He worked through me because I was still... And... You know, one of the things I wanted to happen was to see my mother because I've just lost my grandmother 2 days after Mother's Day in jail this time. I lost my grandfather incarcerated. And one of my hopes was to, I would love to see my mom and my dad, but my dad really didn't come. Before you know, I might not be able to see him because of circumstances, my mother can't come visit me in prison for the whole time. Because of some of her past. And I hope and pray that the next day or so, you know, because I love my mother to death. Don't get me wrong, I love my whole family. And I was just never able to completely love myself and let the demons go. And they suffer and I realize that today that they suffer right along with me, especially my mother. My mother, I've done a lot of rotten things to my mother, and she's always been there. It might have been a little tough love for a year or so, or 6 months, but she's always been there. She's not financially able to come down here, but she's here, you know? So that's God working in her life, my life, and everybody else's life. And today I truly believe that, you know, that it's him, it's not us. And that would never come out of my mouth a year ago. I might say, yeah, I believe in God. But to truly believe it, feel it today, I have no doubt. A friend of mine came and saw me because I have a lot of friends here, and they're more like brothers than friends because I've never had an actual brother growing up. But he said, you know, you're not a blessing, you're a miracle because it's like Moses parting the Red Sea because of what happened here out on the field. It is.
Well, Jason, you know something. I'm glad that you're here to be able to carry a message, and I'm hoping that the newcomers and the old timers, it doesn't matter who it is, anybody that's in recovery tonight needs to hear this message. You know, we're one shot away from, one, you know, smoke away from, one whatever away from these things happening in our lives. One day at a time, we get to walk free, men, and miracles, and. Jason, I'll catch up with you tomorrow night over at the First Steps Sober House. And most importantly, anybody that's listening tonight, you don't have to go there. If you're if you're on the rack because you smoked too much crack tonight and you're getting ready to go in front of a judge tomorrow, you don't have to go there no more. You can give us a call, 954-946-4313. Call collect. If you're calling for a three-way, or you're calling for a commissary, I'm not the phone call to make. But if you want help, you feel free to call me. Call me, collect. And with that, I'm going to let you
understand that Chris D up here, me up here, Ken Seeley in the rooms, we're all here to be able to help. I want to go out with Jeffrey Spatz, a gentleman in recovery, many, many years, 20-plus years, great music. We're going to play two of his songs, and we got Jeffrey scheduled here over the next couple of weeks to be on Rockers in Recovery during the week. We are on the air 15 hours a week. Check out the website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. Thank you for tuning in tonight to our three-hour show, and we will look forward to being back with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I will find you. In this place of joy, it all will surround you. I will love the day in my own special way. We will make it through blue magic sky. Will you touch this soul of mine? And
The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights for this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors. WNN, Pompano Beach.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has...